yoga meets poolside at 6:15 p.m. And please bring your mat. All fitness classes at the JAC are a $3 drop-in fee. Get outside and stay active for life at the Jones Aquatic Center.
Give your windows and doors the recognition they deserve by replacing those old windows in your home with Heartland brand 100% American-made replacement windows from the Window Company. They're Energy Star approved. Let Howard McGaffin give you a free in-home estimate today.
The Window Company.
Call a friend.
343-9110.
KBOE Live and Local. Good morning on a Thursday. It is 8:25. And it is time for the ESU Buzz. The Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Big time majors, big time experiences. Get more from your degree at ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Did you know Emporia State Federal Credit Union credit cards are locally serviced? This means if you have questions about a charge, need help paying your bill, or are having issues when you are out of town, you can talk to someone right here in Emporia. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Welcome to the ESU Buzz, and we're going to be heading out to PayRock once again. We're pleased to be joined by Dr. Daphne Mays, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. Daphne, how are you today?
Great. Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Thanks for giving us some time here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
We know how busy you always are. There's always something, I mean always something going on at PayRock, it seems like. And it certainly is the case as things are happening this weekend. And first, let's talk about some sessions you have coming up. I guess you're already booked for these, but what's going on here in the very near future, Daphne?
Yeah, so we are having a program this Saturday evening. It's one of our Science Saturday programs. Each month we do different topics. These are free, open to the community, programs that we like to offer. And like you said, this one's booked already this Saturday, but we are kind of celebrating the nocturnal world. And so we, at the PayRock, we like to focus on the natural wonders that are all around us outside and kind of highlight, our natural resources. And so this weekend we're doing Creatures of the Night, and so we're going to be having a fun program partnering also with the Emporia Public Library. They're going to be reading some stories about nocturnal animals, and the Emporia Art Center is also going to be coming out and doing some fun crafts about nocturnal animals as well. We'll be taking a night hike and exploring different animals that are, active during the nighttime. So it's going to be a different one. This kind of goes along with the last couple summers at PayRock. We've done a moth night event at the end of July, and that's, kind of a part of a broader focus on moths this week nationally across the United States. So it's an opportunity to focus on moths. But this summer we decided to kind of, extend it to other animals that are also active at night. So we'll be looking for fireflies and talking about owls and all different kinds of animals that are active during the time that we're usually asleep.
Yeah, great idea. Cool. So how many kids you have signed up?
We limited this one to 45, and so we wanted to, be able to manage the groups through the different stations and give them, the opportunity to learn and enjoy the program. So we've got a full session booked for that one, and so we're very excited for it. And it'll be in the evening, so we're hoping for cooler temperatures during that evening program.
Good luck.
What are some of the things that the kids need to bring with them, if anything, here if they're attending Saturday?
Yeah, so Saturday we're going to have all the things that are needed. And so we already have flashlights, and we'll have different things for them to be able to enjoy. Of course, anytime you're outside this time of year, you know, you might want to bring your bug spray just to protect yourself from mosquitoes. But really, that's about it. Water bottle is always a good idea, too, when you're hiking around outside, especially in the heat.
Well, the fun always rolls on at the Payrock, and that's the Creatures of the Night event coming up this Saturday night. And next week, your science camp for 13 to 14-year-olds. I know when you open this up, it doesn't take long to fill the session up, does it?
Right. So this is going to be the last of our camp sessions for the summer. And so, you know, we've been working really hard to be able to expand that to more age groups. And so we've already done, the sessions earlier this summer. This is our last group for the summer, and so we're very excited to be able to offer it to the older age group, and we look forward to, you know, being able to continue to enjoy learning about a variety of topics. We'll be talking about different types of insects, and we'll be able to go out to the Ross again and enjoy learning about the prairie out there. And then, of course, we love focusing on the water around us, and so we get a lot of help from our faculty to be able to do a lot of these things. And so we really are, appreciative of our biology faculty that kind of steps in and helps provide some really cool learning experiences for these campers. It's a lot of fun.
You know, one of the things that strikes me here is, there was so much attention, I think, when Payrock was developed and announced and then built and then unrolled to the community about the science opportunities that would be for the Emporia State students. But clearly, you found a niche here when it comes to younger learners and possibly opening up their eyes to science and also possibly opening up their eyes to Emporia State.
Absolutely. That's a really great point. And, you know, in addition to our Science Saturday events, which are really open to the community, you know, we try to do kind of something that would be a family-friendly event for people to come and and learn and enjoy. We've also been doing a monthly pre-K science story time program, and those have been getting booked up as well each month. And so that's, like you said, I mean, clearly we're offering something that the community really wants, and it's been really wonderful to see how that's been growing. Something else that's really cool about kind of bringing in our ESU students is that we have ESU students that work at Payrock, and I really count on them and get the opportunity to work alongside them to develop a lot of these programs. And so our most recent pre-K science story time was one that was created. It was thought of and carried out by one of our ESU students who's been working at Payrock for the past year. So Alex has put together a really fun program about colors and colors in nature, and it was a wonderful program. So it's a great opportunity for our ESU students to take on leadership roles out there and to be able to learn how to deliver these kinds of really great learning experiences for all of our community members.
And talking with Dr. Daphne Mays, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. And Daphne obviously has been doing a lot of outreaching and engaging here with kids and even adults of all ages out of the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. Well, you seem to have programs going on all the time. What's the process of creating these programs and coming up with these ideas, Daphne?
Yeah, so we, like I said, our most recent one was really, thought about by my student assistant, Alex, who works there at the Payrock. And I try to collaborate with my student employees as much as I can to kind of think about, well, what would be a good topic for this month? Do you have any ideas? How could we put something like this together? So it really is a collaborative experience with, the students that work at Payrock, but it's also collaborative with our community members. And so, like, for example, next month is the Vamos a Pescar program that's coming up. Yeah. And so our Science Saturday program next month is a collaboration with our community partners, the Emporia Migrant Education Program, What's in the Outdoors, Phil Taunton, Hispanics Up Today and Tomorrow, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And so, you know, our Science Saturday program next month is a wonderful collaboration that we are fortunate to be able to host and partner with. And, you know, it provides a great opportunity for our community to come out and learn about and participate in a variety of really fun hands-on learning opportunities with about fishing and water. And we'll certainly have our biology faculty there talking about, you know, opportunities to study these topics, to go on into careers in, you know, fishing and wildlife management. And so it's just a really great partnership that we've been able to participate with. So that's been really great. And then, so we kind of do a lot of things, you know. I talk with students about how we can, you know, ideas that we can do, but I also, you know, certainly work with members in our community to provide and amplify each other's work. And the PAROC is just such an amazing space to be able to do those things. And so we invite others in our community that if we certainly are a space that could be useful for many groups, being situated right there on King Lake and across from the campus woods. And we have a lot of really great outdoor projects going on as well that we invite the community members to participate in. You know, just some restoration projects with our campus prairie and the restoring the riparian area there, giving people the opportunity to learn and not just to learn by listening, but to learn by doing. And so that's really the goal at PAROC.
You know, and obviously all kinds of great hands-on, but educational experiences. So let's dive into the education and educating us portion of the program now. Daphne, what is a riparian area?
Yeah, so the riparian area is a special area that spans between, like, water and land. And so the areas between, like, the stream, the banks of a stream or river, that's going to be your riparian area where the water levels may fluctuate. And so that's kind of a different area that certain types of plants and animals rely on as habitat. And so, you know, some of the issues that we've noticed with our riparian areas is a lot of erosion, and so losing a lot of the soil that's kind of along the banks of those areas. So something that we've been doing and that we invite others to help us with is a riparian restoration project that's taking place just north of the PAROC. And so along that bank that's experiencing some erosion, we're working to restore that area. And what that means is that we're removing plants that are really not serving a purpose. They're invasive. Their roots are really shallow, and so they're really not doing the job that needs to be done there to hold that soil in place. And so we're removing those shallow rooted invasive plants and replacing them with deep rooted native plants that'll provide more habitat, food sources, and help anchor that soil in place and thereby also help with the water quality and reducing the soil that's going into the water there. So that's really the goal of that. And we again invite, members of the community to come help us with that project. So you can learn about all of these things on our website, www.esupayrock.com. It has all of the information there about our programs and how you can sign up. And, so we've got a lot of things going on.
Yes, you do.
I do want to I also wanted to mention, we provide educational displays in our lobby area as well, and these are our lobby areas open for people to come in and check these things out. So if you're wanting to go on a nice hike around, you know, the Campus Woods Trail, which I highly recommend, you can stop into PAROC between 9 and 4 weekdays, check out our displays. These are free educational displays for the public to be able to come in and check out. So we invite the public to do that. And our Science Saturdays and pre-K story times are also free. And this wouldn't be possible without the support of our community. And so we are also grateful to be part of the Front Porch Jam series of Lyon County. And we were asked to be supported through that. And so this Friday from 7 to 10, we're going to be, thankfully, we're part of that program. And so you know, we get the support from donors and people, community members that believe in the work that we're doing. And so, that's another way you can help us to be able to continue to offer these great programs.
All right. Well, Daphne, yeah. In case people would like more information about PayRock or maybe reserve PayRock for their own events, how do they do that?
Yeah, so again, if you go to our website, www.esupayrock.com, there's a contact, there's a place to be able to contact us for any additional information to, you know, set up a time to come visit if you haven't done so already, or if you'd like to use the space for your programs, then, yeah, certainly go to our website. You can find our contact information there. I also encourage people, if you're on Facebook, to check out our social media. It's Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center at Emporia State University. And we also, we advertise our events on there and kind of highlight the work that we're doing there. So I highly encourage people to check that out, too.
All right. Again, log on to ESU PayRock. That's PAROC.com, because that is a great way to keep track of all of the many upcoming events that they have going on at PayRock. And as Daphne mentioned, Front Porch Jams this Friday, and that has been moved to the VFW on Graphic Arts Road, post number 1980, due to the extreme heat out there. So it will be in the air conditioning, and all the proceeds that they raise from this month's Front Porch Jam will go to PayRock. Hope it's big nights out there.
You.
Well, Daphne, great job as always. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
That's Dr. Daphne Mays, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. And that's this week's ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. Good morning, it's 8:42.
Ever wondered exactly what Bunge does? Well, they buy grain and oil seeds from local farmers.